Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. We're watching the Sylvester McCoy and Sophie Aldred series, Remembrance of the Daleks. Sophie Aldred, by the way, in case you aren't aware, will be in town over the next few weeks. So she's been in New Zealand. She's in Sydney on, I think, the 13th of May. But yeah, check wherever. I know she's doing something in Adelaide. She's already been to the Gold Coast. So you've missed her there. But yeah, she may be near you at some point, popping around doing some fannish business. So yeah, if you want to go and hang out with Ace, that is something that can actually be done. It's an actual thing that can happen. So Remembrance of the Daleks, they're standing outside a van. I've barely gotten through anything because... Have you listened to this podcast? That's what happens. it's probably going to take me a week to get through episode one. Also, this is a particularly packed story. Like, there's a lot jammed into it. There's a lot of nostalgia and a lot of excitement going on. So, yeah, the doctor's just says that the van that they're standing outside, it can't be a TV detector van because the aerial's wrong and it's too advanced for the time period they're in. And it's kind of spinning around on top of the van, like just flicking backwards and forwards. Like, it's quite a hectic antenna. It's very busy. I mean, the reality is there's probably just a man in there just turning a stick, but I kind of love it. Ace doesn't really care about the van because she's hungry. So the doctor sends her off to a cafe down the road, and he chucks her a bag with money in it. And then the little girl in the school outfit comes out to look at what the doctor's doing. There's spooky music, so obviously there's something up with her. Also, I think, like, this was, you know, the late 80s, school kids and, well, just generally childish things were kind of treated as if they were very spooky. Like, there were surprisingly spooky things that were traditionally kids' things. It would have only been like a couple of years after Stephen King's novel It came out, and it certainly went to air well before the TV series of that was made with Tim Curry as the spooky clown. So yeah, it was a kind of period where if it was something that kids liked, it might be creepy. Or if it was a kid yourself like this. Also, I guess we weren't far away from Akira, the film, and the manga, where, you know, there's a terrifying scene where a whole bunch of kids' toys come and attack. Like, so, yeah. It was a time of spooky children things. So the little girl comes out to see what the doctor's doing, and Ace goes into a cafe. She puts all this stuff on a table, and there's a man in the corner in a flight jacket watching. He seems quite excited for some reason. The doctor climbs on top of the van, and he's using his umbrella to measure the moving aerial. Okay. And the girl's watching. Ace can't get served in the cafe. There's no one there. So the guy with the leather coat comes and yells for Harry. Harry! And she has to cover her ears because it's so loud. And apparently the guy doing the yelling is called Mike. Because Harry comes out and goes, "That's enough of that, Mike. I had enough of that during the war." Just to remind you that the war was on recently. It ended, you know, 18 years earlier, but hey, there was a war. There's a poster on the wall for cigarettes, like just to let us know that things have changed, which is just berserk. It's like no one smokes in the actual show, but there's a poster for cigarettes just to go, hey, once upon a time, you could sell these with a poster. Because certainly that was not happening at this end of the 80s. Well, not with pictures of them anyway. So Ace orders some bacon sandwiches and coffee and then looks thoroughly confused by the pile of coins that the doctor's given her. The doctor is wandering into the schoolyard, the Coal Hill schoolyard, where the little girl's playing hopscotch and she's saying 5, 6, 7, 8, it's the doctor, and then runs away. Which seems ominous that the doctor has walked in while he's being sung about in the hopscotch song. And the doctor starts looking at, next to the hopscotch, there are like 4 big black marks on the ground, kind of like scorch marks. So he's like investigating those. And then he's doing some measurements on, like, I can't tell if it's a calculator or an abacus, or maybe a calculator that's made like an abacus that looks like a calculator, who knows, but he's doing something. And the girl is in the corner singing 5, 6, 7, 8, it's the doctor at the gate. At which point the doctor walks through the gate, it's a bit on the nose, runs across the road from the school and just gets in the back of the van with the antenna on it. So he spent all this time investigating this van, like measuring the antenna, going into the school, having a look at scorch marks, and then he's just like, I'll stuff it, I'm just getting in the van. I'm like, what is he doing? I mean, it's, you know, the McCoy doctor has some strange motivations. Inside the van, Pamela Salem's in there. She's, you know, flicking knobs and turning dials and just, you know, doing whatever you do in the back of a high-tech van. And she's like, you took your time. She doesn't turn around and look. And then she says, get on the phone and tell the group captain. And the doctor finishes her sentence. He's like, oh, yeah, you found the source of magnetic fluctuation. And then she looks and is like, who are you, basically? But she doesn't say anything. She just kind of looks at him with a kind of like a wry smile. They talk a bit about the magnetic fluctuation, like apparently the sequence is repeated, so it's probably artificial. Then she introduces herself. She's Professor Rachel Jensen. The doctor's like, I'm sure I've heard of you. And then she gets a message from the aforementioned group captain. Meanwhile, Ace and Mike are wandering down a lane and he's trying to explain the imperial currency to her. It's like 12 pennies to a shilling. How many? 20 shillings to a pound. Like, it's just good. Like, I don't even know what it really is. It's confusing. It's like, I know I'm old, but it's before my time. Decimal currency came in Australia in 1966, which was, I think, the year my parents got married. So well before I was born. and I think it didn't come into the UK until the 70s at some point. I'm not sure how well into the 70s. They still called them pounds and pence, but they are now, you know, tens and hundreds as opposed to 12 and 8 and 20 and, and whatever the weird divisions are between, like, imperial measurements. It's very strange. I'd never really understood them. But that's the way, you know, I guess it is confusing to us now because we've gone fully metric in many areas of our lives. But yeah, someone tried to explain it to me, and I just was like, but why wouldn't you use tens and hundreds? Like, tens and hundreds seem so logical, and the way it was for a very long time just makes no sense to me. But then, you know, I guess once upon a time, money wasn't worth that. I mean, it was worth a lot more, so you didn't really need that much, so no one actually had to worry about the big numbers and dividing them up so much. Who knows? Mike asks Ace where she's from. She's like, I'm from Perivale. And he's like, are you sure you're not from somewhere else? At which point they're walking past the TARDIS again, a little on the nose, but I kind of love it. Like, it's kind of a sweet little moment. You're like, are you sure you're not from somewhere else? And we're like, yeah, she is, because she came in that thing. Which, if you're, you know, been watching the show forever, you know what that means. But, you know, maybe you've never seen the show before. Maybe this is your first ever episode. And I know a lot of people who started with McCoy, which I find fascinating. Like, that's a... You know, all those people that are talking about watching it first during the afternoon show, like this, these were the new episodes. So that would have been, yeah, like this would have been kind of exciting and been like, oh, these are new ones. I was nearly an adult. I mean, it didn't stop me. I recorded these on video cassette, and I remember I drew, like, I used to buy these video covers from the video rental shop, you know, but like the plastic bit that the cardboard pictures went in on the front. Sometimes they'd get ripped off, and so they would just sell the plastic covers without the inserts in them, like just for like 10 cents or however much they were. So I'd buy a bunch of those, and then I would tape Doctor Who off the TV, and I would put them in one of those plastic covers, and then I would draw a picture and glue it to the front. I may still have one. If I find it, I'll put a photo of it online. Anyway, more remembrance of the Daleks in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.